Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in. We hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program, but we intend to speak only those things from God's holy and divine word. If any time you have a question about something that we say on the program, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to spend time and study on the program, please feel free to contact us at the information that's given by the announcer, or you can contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. Also, if you desire to hear these radio sermons again, or for that matter, sermons that are presented at the East Abbotville Church of Christ, we have these on our website. Also on that website, you can find numerous Bible articles, numerous Bible subjects that you can study, and there's also a Bible correspondence course that you can take at your own pace in the privacy of your own home. We also email a bulletin every 2 weeks that contains Bible articles. So on the website, if you would like to receive this email bulletin, you can give us your email address and we will add you to the list to receive this bulletin every other week. All of this can be found at www.eastabbotville.org. You know, we're told by some of our religious neighbors that the soul of a child of God cannot sin, but rather it's only the outward man that sins. This false position is taken in order to justify a denominational teaching of once saved, always saved. A child of God may sin over and over, they reason, but this has no effect on their soul. Two, there was an article that several months ago that the preacher stated that it is impossible for the soul of a born-again person to sin. And as proof of his statement, he quoted 1 John 3 and verse 9. Let's look at what 1 John 3 verse 9 says. Whoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. That phrase, does not commit sin, I never was good that good in English, but it's my understanding that that phrase is what's called a present active indicative. And what that all means is that what this phrase, does not commit sin, means it does not keep on doing sin as a life habit. So the idea is that a Christian quits living in sin. Not as he did when he was walking in darkness. And John goes on to add that he cannot sin, or that is, he cannot go right on living in sin and expect to go to heaven. So to say, as some do, that it's impossible for a child of God to sin contradicts what we read in 1 John 1. You know, one of the simple rules that we've always talked about when it comes to studying the Bible is to never come to a conclusion in regards to one verse that clearly contradicts other verses in the Scriptures. The Bible harmonizes. It does not contradict. Let's go to 1 John 1 and begin our reading with verse 8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Let's continue our reading, which now will take us into 1 John 2 and verse 1. My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Now, in these passages, John says that we have sinned, that we do sin, and we shall sin. And notice he makes mention in that verse that was quoted earlier in 1 John 3 and verse 9, the seed. Whoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him. That seed in that verse is the word of God. You remember Luke records in Luke chapter 8 a parable that Jesus gave, the parable of the sower. As the sower went forth to sow, seed fell upon the wayside, it fell upon the stony ground, it fell among thorns, and then there was seed that fell upon the good ground. And in that parable, we find that later, after stating the parable, he gives the meaning of it. And it's in Luke 8 and verse 11, in explaining the parable, that looks in what Jesus said. Now, the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. So that seed that is mentioned in 1 John 3 and verse 9 is the word of God. The word of God fortifies us against sin. Remember, David made the statement in Psalms 119, verse 11, Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. So, it is rationalized, then, that saved children of God can engage in adultery, they can lie, they can steal, they can commit homosexuality, they can murder, they can curse, they can worship idols, they can have hearts of hatred and bitterness and wrath and all of that, and still go to heaven, even if they die while they are practicing this, any or all of these sins. Why? Because, as they say, the soul is protected from sin, that the body is what sins in these sinful and ungodly practices. Well, let's look at what the Apostle Paul and find out what he says about the inward man. In 1 Corinthians 9, here's what we read in verse 27. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. Did you notice the difference between I, the inward man, and the body, the outward man? Which one could become a castaway? And what he's meaning is be rejected at the judgment day. Well, clearly and quite obviously, the inward man, the I. Of course, the body is used as an instrument in committing all sins, as well as the instrument of righteousness. Paul spoke about that in Romans chapter 6, when he said in verse 13, Do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. So see, sin originates in the heart or in the soul, and often is manifested through the members of our bodies. Notice what Jesus said in Matthew 15. Let's look at verses 19 and 20. Jesus said, For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. And yet these Calvinistic teachers and preachers have the audacity to tell us that the soul which has been saved never sins. Friends, Jesus, I don't see how we can misunderstand or mistake the language that Jesus is using. Jesus says that sin originates in the inner man, in the heart of man. So, if it is, as they say, a child of God cannot be lost regardless of what he does, then let's ask this question. Why do we have the warnings against falling? Why do we have all of the verses in the scriptures that encourages us to endure? And why is it that we have all of the examples of God's people falling away? Take, for example, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 12. Take heed lest ye fall. What about 2 Peter 1 and verse 9? If you do these things, you shall never fall. So you see, these things in the context of what is being spoken of concerning adding to our faith virtue and knowledge and temperance and patience and godliness and brotherly kindness and love. So, Peter is saying that if we do not do them, we shall fall. And notice too, Jesus taught that there are those who for a little while they believe, but in time of temptation, they fall away. And that takes us back to what we made mention of a minute ago, the parable of the sower that Jesus gave in Luke chapter 8. It's in verse 11 as Jesus started to explain the parable when he said, now the parable is this, the seed is the word of God. But notice he says in verse 13, but the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, who believe for a while, and in time of temptation fall away. The Hebrew writer, Hebrews 3, verse 12, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. You see, notice that these are brethren, and through becoming unbelievers, they depart from the living God. And observe that the heart could become evil, that is, the inward man. As we had the example, Paul stated that 23,000 Israelites fell in one day by committing fornication in 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 8. And yet, these Calvinistic preachers keep on singing the same man-made tune, once saved, always saved. Friends, let's don't be deceived. Those that practice sin will not inherit the kingdom of God, and that includes a person who professes to be a child of God. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. Friends, our time is up. Thank you for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. Till then, that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.